It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation. And UFC 252 is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. Those are some great odds. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including fighter props, round-by-round betting, and so much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means our buddy Russ Tucker comes in for Tucker's Tape. We have so much to talk about. Russ, let me start with this. The news of the canceled Big Ten season, it felt like a gut punch to me. What was your reaction?
Yeah, it was just really sad. Really sad for so many different reasons. You know, I know a lot of these young men. I think about a kid I've known since ninth grade, like Michael Mennett, who made the decision to return to school for a fifth year. He knew they'd have a really good team, wanted to maybe improve his draft stock, you know, graduate or get closer to graduating wherever he's at. And, you know, he could have gone pro last year. I mean, he could be in a training camp right now. He could be getting paid. He would have been drafted. And yet he made the decision to return to Penn State because he wanted to represent his state and wear the blue and white one more time. And now it looks like he won't get that opportunity. I mean, there's so many different tentacles of this that we can get into, Jim. I know, you know, I've seen reports as you and I are talking over the last couple of days about what a second semester or spring season could look like. And, you know, maybe that's a possibility. I guess Jeff Brohm from Purdue, the head coach, talked about an 8-game season in the second semester and then a 10-game season in the first semester. There's a lot of time for those machinations and those conversations. I guess I would just submit to you, I don't really envision anyone in a position like a Michael Mennett or even a Pat Freiermuth or people that are pretty clearly going to have a professional future. I don't really envision those guys playing a second semester season. And so if that's the case, you know, how good would it be if none of the best players are playing in that second semester season? So again, that's a topic for another day. I would just say my initial reaction was really sad because I know how badly it appeared that so many of these guys wanted to play. I know the time that they put into it. And, you know, people talk about the best players a lot. I think about the other guys. I think about, like I said, Michael Mennett or Isaac Lutz, right, who is also from Berks County in Reading, where I'm from, and this is going to be his fifth year, and he's a walk-on that earned a scholarship and maybe would have a chance at receiver this year, certainly be a specialty. Like, they might have played their last football game. You know, forget even Michael Mennett is going to be in the NFL. Some of these other guys might have played their last football game ever, and you want to talk about an inauspicious way to end your career. So that's how I feel. I understand the reasoning for why they canceled it. I've read a lot of stuff on it. I think you can make reasonable arguments either way, but knowing how many of these guys really, really wanted to play, it just kind of breaks my heart for them. And I'll feel the same way if that ends up being finalized with high school football as well. Maybe even, I might even feel worse, you know, for the high school football kids that don't get that opportunity. It stinks. I mean, whether it was college for me or high school for me, if I lost any of those years, Jim, I would have been devastated. In particular, if I lost either one of my senior years, that would have been very, very difficult for me to come back from.
Well, let's talk about that a bit. You as a player, Ross, you have that experience. Put yourself in the shoes of the players. Obviously, you would be devastated by this decision. But when you see, if you're a Big Ten player and you see the ACC or the Southeast Conference leagues looking like they're going to play, what would be your reaction if you were a player? Would you have said, accepted this as well, as much as I don't like it, it's a medical decision? Or would you be saying, let's do everything possible, I want to get out there and play?
So I'd be frustrated. I'd be angry. I'd probably, depending on my standing. So if I were like a Micah Parsons or Pat Freiermuth, I would just start training for the NFL because I'm already thought of as a first round pick and I probably wouldn't want to take the injury risk. But if I'm some of these other guys, maybe a Shaka Tony who's looking to improve his draft stock, or any of these other guys that are fifth year seniors, or guys that, you know, Lamont Wade or whoever it is, that they need to go out there and play well to have a chance at the next level, or guys that know that they're not going to play at the next level and they just want a chance to go out there and play one last time, I think I'd be trying to figure out what my options are in terms of the transfer portal. And I don't really know what's going to happen there. You know, there's so much going on, right? I mean, I don't know. It's not like these other schools have all been holding scholarships or roster spots in case, you know, two Power Five conferences cancel their seasons. But I don't know, maybe even if they don't even have a scholarship, there are some kids that might have the means to transfer and then walk on and be a starter and contribute and be able to play a final season. I mean, it's a mess. I would probably, knowing me, depending on what year I am, I'd probably be trying to figure out a way to play football somewhere else if it looks like there would be other opportunities to play.
Now, you brought up the prospect of the transfer portal for some of these players, and that's one thing that's being discussed as a potential repercussion here. There's also what happens to recruiting. If you're a class of 2021 recruit, are you looking at this like, you know, nothing's happening at the Big Ten, they're not all behind football, maybe I'll look at my other options? There's a lot of these ramifications. Could they play in the spring? Do you think the people who were the decision makers, who apparently were the presidents of the universities who made this decision, I just get the feeling it wasn't very well thought out. They aren't aware of those repercussions. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think that they're probably aware of it. I think that it's just not the most pressing concern or pressing issue. You know, ultimately, right, they decided, I believe, that the myocarditis, you know, this inflammation of the heart, that there are some medical journals out there that upwards of 75% of the people that get coronavirus, you know, have myocarditis. And there have been some leaks to the media that have suggested that 10 Big Ten athletes have myocarditis. And I think the unknown about that, I think the potential long, you know, if it was people got sick and then they got healthy, I think that the Big Ten would have gone on with the season. I think the unknown with the myocarditis, the Indiana offensive lineman, the potentially, you know, lifelong ramifications of that and liability are why the Big Ten said, look, we just can't, we just can't do this. We can't put those guys out there and risk this. And that was my guess, a conclusion they came to based on medical experts and legal experts. I think we all recognize that liability, potential liability, is a big factor in all this. Now, I don't really understand that, just in the sense that the players would be given the opportunity to opt out. So if you have the chance to opt in or opt out in terms of playing, I don't know how the institutions could still have so much legal liability. I'm not a lawyer. I don't pretend to be. But I do think that this is an example of America's, in my opinion, unfortunate, overly litigious society, making the Big Ten presidents especially nervous to play. But what I don't understand about that, and I've talked about this, Jim, on my podcast. I had Andrew Brandt on the Ross Tucker podcast yesterday. I feel like if it were my child, I'd rather have them at the facility with all of the protocols in place and all of the testing procedures at the facility or on the field under heavy supervision than I would back at the dorms, you know, or back on campus without a whole lot of structure going on. And if the presidents are so worried, you know, the legal liability of myocarditis, then why are they bringing all the students back who could easily get it? And by the way, aren't in the type of shape that Division I athletes are, when they're only going to have, in a lot of cases, one or two classes in person. You know, the rest are just virtual. So there's so many different layers to this that I don't really understand. I think that they've thought of most of them. But to your point about the class of 2021, I mean, if there is no season all year and they allow guys that are fifth-year seniors to maintain that year of eligibility, then who's there picking whether or not guys get a fifth year versus whether or not recruits in the class of 2021 get those scholarships if they're only allowed to have 85? I mean, it's, you know, I think Franklin has said this, the more you talk about it, really the more questions there are. And ultimately the presidents decided, they went with the medical experts and the lawyers, whereas the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 so far, they're willing to be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, there are so many more questions to be answered, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about it for the next several weeks, if not months, Ross. All right, stick around. We're going to do Ask Ross next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.